Psalm 24, verses 3 to 5. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, even righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the Clocker Hill, just off the Plantation Road. It's the steepest hill in the Lisburn area. You can't see all of it here. This is just about half of it. And the cameraman, mighty man that he is, was telling me a story about coming down this hill and passing a couple of cars whenever he was on a pushbike, 50 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, he reckons. So quite a guy. Very steep hill. And you know, the Christian life is described here in Psalm 23 as ascending the hill of the Lord. You read Pilgrim's Progress and he talks about the twists and the turns that the Christian life takes, and he also talks about the hill difficulty. Christian life isn't all plain sailing. It's not all freewheeling downhill. Oftentimes it's an uphill battle. And here the psalmist asks the question, who shall ascend into the hill of God? Or who shall stand in the holy place? That's a very important question. Because every true Christian wants to be as close to the Lord as possible, at least we should. And we want to receive the blessing of the Lord. And we want to be in fellowship even with him. The question's important. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? The answer's given. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. The heart speaks of what we are inwardly. The hands speak of what we are outwardly. And it's very important to have a clean heart, a heart that's purified and cleansed through the precious blood. It's also imperative before a lost and perishing world that our hands are clean and our feet is clean, our walk is clean. In the Old Testament economy, the Levitical priest would have gone to the brazen altar and there offered a sacrifice for sin. That dealt with the sin issue. Then he went from there to the laver. And out of the laver there was pure water. And he washed his hands and his feet. And again you have that idea of inward purity, inward cleansing, and outward purity, outward cleansing. Before the great revival in the Isle of Lewis, from 1949 to 1952, the last really great awakening in the British Isles, a young deacon was along with other men praying in the church building. And as they were praying, one of the deacons stopped and he interrupted the meeting and he says, "Brethren, it seems to me to be just so much as humbug to be praying as we are praying and waiting upon God as we are waiting upon God if our hearts are not rightly related to God." And he quoted this psalm, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart." And then lifting up his eyes to heaven, that young man prayed and says, "O Lord, is my heart pure? O Lord, are my hands clean?" And with that he fell to his knees, prostrate on the ground, and an awareness of God came into that meeting. And such was the presence of God that those men were convinced in the parish of Barvis on the Isle of Lewis in 1949 that revival was going to come. And revival did come. And God shook the Hebrides from centre to circumference with a great move of his spirit. We long for days like that again in this province of ours. We so desperately need revival. We need an awakening. We long for it. We pray for it. But friends, we can pray until we're blue in the face, unless our hands are clean and our hearts are pure. May you and I ascend together the hill of God in these days. May we go on with God and go through with God. May we stand in the holy place and experience the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and that addeth no sorrow with it. Thank you for joining us, and the Lord bless you richly. Amen.